Hello and welcome back to Tech Days Online 2017. I'm Andrew Fryer, and on the line, all the way from Pakistan, I have got Mohammed. Mohammed, hi.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
How is Pakistan today? Is it good?
Pakistan is good, and yeah, it is very good.
Super cool shirt you've got on there. Now, I have to confess, I'm probably the worst person to chat to you about PHP and MySQL in Azure. Yeah. I'm okay with the Azure thing and the app service thing. The PHP and MySQL, not so much. You're going to have to be very gentle with us. But I guess for many people, this is business as usual, isn't it? A lot of people using PHP and MySQL, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And you're going to set up a whole web service and make all this come to life for us, so we can all understand how to do this. Which is great. So do you just want to start walking us through how all this fits together and properly introduce yourself?
Sure thing. Thank you, Andrew. It's a great moment for me, and definitely it's an honor for me to present in UK Tech Days. I believe that Microsoft is doing amazing things these days with different technology stacks, like in open source, like in cross-platform, and obviously in the cloud technology. So today in my session, I hope my viewers will learn how they can develop and build a PHP application using MySQL, and they can deploy that on the cloud service of Microsoft, also known as Microsoft Azure, by using their typical approaches, which they usually follow in their routine life. So best thing about today's session is that I'm not going to use any new tool. I'm not going to tell you anything that you have to go beyond to learn this this approach. You have to use your typical tools to develop a PHP web application. You have to use your typical web database tool and IDEs you love, and then we will deploy it on Microsoft Azure within a few steps. That's the best thing about Microsoft Azure web application services. But before I jump into the technical session, I want to introduce myself to the audience who don't know me. So I'm Mohammed Bilal Amjad from Pakistan, and I am MVP in two categories, Microsoft Visual Studio and Development Technologies and Windows Development Technologies. So now let's talk about Microsoft Azure web applications. That is the coolest thing in the coolest feature of Microsoft Azure. So we can, with the help of Microsoft Azure web application, which enables us to create and deploy web applications in whatever the language we want. It can be in PHP, it can be Node.js, it can be a Java application. So what I believe is that Microsoft Azure web applications are the container to host, to deploy, and to manage any kind of web application in whatever language you have developed that. That's the best thing about Microsoft Azure web apps. Next, we do not have to worry about scaling up and scaling down our application, because there are some mechanisms through which we can through which we can manage auto scheduling of our applications, and we'll be discussing this in detail when this session will go forward. Developers with Microsoft Azure web apps can also enjoy the feature of continuous deployment that will be integrated with the Git Team Foundation Server, GitHub, Visual Studio Team Services. So they are pretty much options for you to manage continuous deployment with Microsoft Azure web applications. So let's see what else Microsoft Azure web app service provides. So the developers can rapidly build, deploy, and manage their powerful business solutions. So the story is not about building and deploying a solution. The story actually begins after deploying your solution on Microsoft Azure. There are a lot of cool features available in Microsoft Azure web applications that helps you after the deployment of your application on the cloud service, which is Microsoft Azure. You can add as much extensions. There are a lot of extensions available in the marketplace of Microsoft Azure that can be a part of our web application to enhance our performance. There are built-in testing tools that can help us to test our application while it is live without disturbing its performance. So there are a lot of features that we'll be talking about while I will demonstrate you the solution that I'll be in the demonstration section. Then You can build standard-based web application. That is, if you have a if you want to develop a PHP application, you can do that. If you want to develop a Java or Node.js or even Python, you can do that. And obviously, .NET is fully supported with Microsoft Azure, but all the open source stacks are also available. So as I talked earlier, so Microsoft Azure Web App Service is just a container to deploy and build and better manage your application. There are a lot of applications that are already available to you in the web application service, like WordPress, which is a CMS, one of the most renowned CMS. Then we have Umbraco, Joomla, Drupal. So if your application are based on one of these technology, you do not have to separately deploy them on Microsoft Azure. You can just install these technology, these platforms on Microsoft Azure with a few clicks. So that's how developer can get a better experience with Microsoft Azure web application services. So the coolest thing that we do not need to learn new IDEs, how new IDEs work. We don't have to worry about that. You can use your existing skills to code in your favorite language and IDE to build APIs and the apps faster than ever. So you do not need any new database tool. You do not need any kind of extra IDE to develop your application. You can use the existing skills, existing tools, but now you can have better experience with the help of Microsoft Azure web application services. So now it's the time to have an actual demonstration. Whatever I talked was a theory. Now I will actually show you how these things work. So here is a Visual Studio Code open in front of me, and there is an application which I have developed for this session. This is a stock management system, and if I demonstrate it to you.
So why are you just jumping in there, Mohammed? So that Visual Studio Code, that runs on all sorts of different operating systems, and it's free?
Yeah, it's free, and one of the best things is that its online version is also available. So while demonstrating, I will tell you the same experience while I'm developing here, I will get that same experience on Visual Studio online version. So whatever the IDE is in your is in the front of you will be available online as well for online and live application editing. This is one of the best thing about VS Code.
And it's obviously understanding PHP as well, which is great.
So this is the application I'm talking about, which I have developed in PHP. This is a stock application. This is a journal. It is telling me what is the opening stock in inventory. Yep. So it is, we can add we can stock in items. We can manage sales. We can add new product. I have developed this application in PHP using MySQL in PHP MyAdmin. So this is PHP MyAdmin. So all the PHP developers typically use this PHP MyAdmin to manage their database. So I have, and I will use a FileZilla file client to transfer my files to Microsoft Azure. So now let me show you how Microsoft Azure web app looks like. So this is the interface of Microsoft Azure in front of me. So there are a lot of features available to you in this particular Microsoft Azure, but let's talk about app services first. So I will add a new application service to my subscription, and this is pretty much simple. So there are different wizards that will guide you how to create an application. So as I was talking about that, there are a lot of applications that are pre-built. They are already available in the marketplace in Microsoft Azure. So here is a blank web application. Then I have option to create SQL database and web application at once. Mm-hmm. Then I have, as I told, there is a WordPress, Umbraco CMS, and there are a lot more applications available that can be deployed within a few clicks. So let's create a blank application first. So I will select create from this plate. So now I have to assign a unique name to my application that will become a subdomain of azurewebsites.net. So I have to choose a unique name here. For example, this is a company XYZ, Alnur Marketing. So I have a subscription of BizSpark, and then I have to create a resource group. What this resource group does is that it group all the resources related to the particular company or particular, you can say if a company is like I have used Alnur Marketing. So I can create a resource group with the name Alnur Marketing. I can add all the resources related to it. Resources like database, web application, app service plan. I can group them into one resource group so I could manage them easily. So let me assign a new resource group. Then I have to select an app service plan. So what an app service plan is that the app service plan settings will determine the location, the features, cost, and compute resources associated with your application. So this is necessary to use while deploying your solution. Yeah. So you have to give a name to your app service plan. So I'm using the same name so that this is easily locatable. So after that, there are a lot of data centers available to you which are nearest to your location, and Microsoft has one Microsoft is having a large number of data center. I guess what I know is that these are only Microsoft have these much data centers available. So the nearest data center to Pakistan is West Europe, so I will select that. So like other hosting plans, whenever we choose a service to deploy a web application, we need some hosting plan that tells the features about on what machine we are going to host and how much it costs. So there is a pricing tier, same like those hosting plans. So there are a lot of hosting plans available here. Some are premium, some are standard, some are basic, and even you have a free version as well. That is a shared infrastructure, and that will give you 1 GB storage, and it's totally free. You can see that the cost of this plan is $0. But for the time being, I'm using the standard version for this app service plan.
Yes, the standard tiers are really production grade, I think, whereas the others are for dev and test, if you will. And those are the ones that auto scale, I think, we're going to get to later as well, aren't they, Mohammed?
Yeah. So another feature we get with the app service is the application insights. So we can implement application insights with a click, and then we can get JavaScript code for the front end application insight, which will be implemented at the client side. But we can also implement the server-side application insights to monitor our code as well, to get exceptions as well, and that can be managed by this application insight feature in this web app. So I have just created a web application, and I have pinned it to the dashboard. So now the application is building.
And while that's cooking away, the app insights, you haven't had to alter your underlying base code. We've just injected some stuff in there to make it easier to understand performance and bugging issues and so on.
Sorry, Andrew, I didn't code.
So that app insights, it actually injects bits of code into your application. You don't have to do anything, and it will then enable you to understand performance and any issues that might occur with your application without you having to write that stuff yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Now we will inject our code into this application container with the typical FileZilla, the FTP protocol, whatever FTP protocol we want to use.
We all use FileZilla, don't worry, my friend.
Okay. So we will just inject our code to this container. This is web application container. Mm-hmm. So before I inject code to this web application, I just want to move to the section of quick start just to demonstrate that how much technology we have. So very good word you have used here to inject a code. Like I can inject a code based on ASP.NET Core, Java, PHP, Python, and Node.js. So you have a complete guide available in Microsoft Azure that will tell you how you can build and deploy and better manage your services according to the whatever language you select. So now it's time to create some FTP credentials, and then we'll just put our code into web application using FileZilla. So I will set some deployment credentials for this application. For example, first of all, I have to set a username. And I have to set a password here. And just click a save button. Okay. So After you set your credentials for the deployment, you, under the section of settings, you have an properties section here. This will give you brief detail about different properties of your web application. Like now I need FTP user. So this is FTP user available here. Mm-hmm. This is the host name. And if you want to view some diagnostic logs and some, if you need a secure FTPS host name, then it, everything is available here. Everything you need related to the properties of your web application is available here. So I will just open the FileZilla client. In the site manager, I will just connect my application here. So first of all, I need FTP host name. I can simply click copy it, and then I will just add it to the host name. This is the user, and mm-hmm. I will. So this is how simple it is to connect your application with the FileZilla. I just take a host name, username, and password. So the connection is established and it is logged in successfully. So all the directories available in my web applications are listed here. So in the www root folder or directory, mm-hmm. you have all the actual files that will be live on your UL. So first of all, let me show you how the web application, new web application, looks like when we deploy a new web application. So this was my domain name followed by azurewebsites.net. So this is an empty web application. Mm-hmm. There is one empty, there's the HTML page. If I view my FileZilla, so you can see that there is a hosting start.html yep. page, which is the one we are viewing right now. So now I will just remove it because I want to inject my own code here.
Yeah.
So I have removed it, and now I have to select my code. So I will just pick that. So this is my application. I will just drag and drop the files to mm-hmm. my FTP. So there are 48 files that will be injected within few minutes. Meanwhile, let's export our database.
Yeah, so I was going to wonder where the database ends up. You've got this running locally at the moment, and we've got to get that onto Azure as well.
This is running locally on the local host. So I will just export my database to mm-hmm. a local directory. Then I will just create a database in my Microsoft Azure, and I will import these tables and data into that.
Yeah.
So I will just export it. I will save it. So meanwhile, while the things are being processed, let's create a database in our so that. By the way, the transfer has been finished to my mm-hmm. web application project. So, but if I refresh the page, so let me show you. There is one more directory here. So here is the application that was developed in PHP, and now it is working on Microsoft Azure. This is deployed mm-hmm. on Microsoft Azure, but it won't work because there is no database connected with it. So now we'll see how we can connect our database with it. So I have exported it. So this is I have opened the database script in my Notepad. Now I will go back to Azure portal, and I will close the things, and I will create a new MySQL database. So if you are confused that there are so many things to so where we have to search MySQL in these much feature applications available, so you can just type MySQL in the search bar and it will search the things for you. Okay, so I will select MySQL database provided by ClearDB. We have a free version of ClearDB, and mm-hmm. it supports 20 MB free. So I have to assign a name to my database.
Yeah.
And I will use the existing resource group so that my database should also be a part of that resource group.
Yeah, and for those people listening, it's really important because this is a point of billing. When you get that check at the end of the month, this is, you'll see your resource group and how much it's costing. So somebody like Mohammed might develop systems for, say, 4 or 5 different customers, and he can then see how much each one of those is costing him for each of his different websites.
Exactly. So there is a pricing tier available to you. Like I have selected pricing tier Mercury. Mm-hmm. These are the pricing tiers provided to you by ClearDB. So right now I'm using Mercury, and the price will be loaded in some time. So the Mercury version is free. It supports up to 20 MB. But other are some paid versions that have their own features. So we are using Mercury, and then we have to accept some legal terms to mm-hmm. use this MySQL database. All right. So I will create this MySQL database, and then I will import the data into this database, and I will connect this database with my web application using Visual Studio Code online version.
Yeah, because of course your connection strings in what you've just uploaded will be pointing to your local database. So what we need to do now is connect it up to the one that's in Azure. Otherwise, things are going to get complicated.
Yeah. So. It will take a few minutes to deploy my MySQL database, so just you have to keep patience.
And when you did that upload, is that the schema that's going up or the data as well, Mohammed?
Sorry?
When you've uploaded your database here, are you uploading just the schema, the structure, or is it actually the data as well?
Yeah. And once this database gets deployed, I will connect this with my MySQL workbench that is installed on my machine. So the deployment is successfully completed.
Okay, so you can now use the same tool you were using before, but instead of connecting locally, you're now reaching into Azure and you're managing that just as another instance. Forgive me if I'm saying instance here, because I'm a SQL Server guy, not a MySQL guy. I'm not smart enough to be a MySQL guy.
Yeah. So after creating the database, there is a host name.
Mm-hmm.
Port is also provided to me, username and password. But a complete connection string is also provided to me here if you want to directly use this connection string. So I need. This is my SQL workbench with which I am going to connect my database to import the data live to Azure. So I will just copy the host name first, and I will get to MySQL workbench. I will create a new connection here. Give a name to my connection. So I have to give host name here. Oh, sorry, mm-hmm. This is not copied. All right. So now I have to copy the username.
It's good to do it like this because we know it's live, you see, Mohammed. You just didn't record all this. There you go.
Now I have to copy the password.
Yeah. Well, security is good.
So this has been stored in the vault. Now I can just test the connection if the connection is established successfully or not. And yes, it has been get connected with the live MySQL database on Azure. So I will just click OK. So this is the live database that has been connected with MySQL Workbench. Mm-hmm. You can see the database here. So now I have to run the script that have been exported through PHP MyAdmin. I will just copy and paste that into my MySQL Workbench query window.
Mm-hmm.
I will just remove unnecessary comments just to clean the window. All right. So I will set as a default schema, and then I will just execute the query. Perfect. So my data along the tables, the entire schema have been migrated to the MySQL live version in a few seconds. So if I refresh, So all the tables are now in available in the live version. So I can just populate the data just to see if the version. So yes, so data and the schema, the tables, everything have been migrated to the live version of MySQL. So now if I go back to my application and if I try to, this was the local version, mm-hmm. so I will just close it now. And if I try to connect it, so it won't get connected because I haven't updated the connection strings. So yep. now it's the time to update our application, not in the local version, because then we have to upload that again to Microsoft Azure. So I will use the built-in feature of Microsoft Azure web application, that the Visual Studio Code is now part of every web application. So just to make changes in the live version, you can use VS Code on the browser as well. So,
okay.
So in the App Services Editor, we have an option to use VS Code online. Mm-hmm. So I will click the Go button and it will just open in the new tab of my browser. So this is the same window as I was running it on the local yes. machine. This is the local version and this is the live version. You have the same experience here as well. So now I have to just upgrade my connection strings here. So I have to take the host, I have to copy the properties again from my database. So the live version of VS Code auto save your thing. So whenever I will write something, it says that it is dirty. And the status you can see here. So after a few seconds, it will convert into the save. So it is auto saving your work.
Like one note for developers, it just saves as you go along.
Yeah. All right. So now I have copied the user and password. All right, so now we'll go back to my application that is live on Azure, and I will just refresh. So now if I will type my username and password, so you can see that application have been logged in successfully because database have connected successfully and the connection have established successfully. So this is the PHP working on Microsoft Azure with MySQL. So this is how we can deploy, but there are a lot of other things we need to know that are necessary to know after that will be needed after the deployment of our application. So let me just close this MySQL and went back to the web application service. So now there's live insights available in our portal. I enabled the application insight while creating this application. So now live insights can be monitored. You can monitor your application with in the overview section of your application. Then you can download the publisher profile that you can use in different IDs to like Visual Studio, and you can deploy your application directly with built-in feature of Visual Studio to publish your application or Azure with a single click. So this publisher profile is for that. Now, then there is a deployment slots option. This is a very nice feature by Microsoft Azure, that whenever a programmer or a developer is developing something, he don't need to make it live on that production server. So at that time, we need a staging server so that we could test our changes live, but not on the production server, but on the staging server. So we can add up to 5 slots with a standard pricing tier, and we can swap all these slots with a single click. So if, for example, if I deploy my application on a staging server, and if it went fine, if everything went fine, the QA became successful, then I will just swap the staging server with the production server with a click. So now the production, now the production server will become the staging server, and the staging server will become the production server. So this is the coolest thing, one of the coolest thing in Microsoft Azure web application. Then continuous delivery options. So developers can now enjoy continuous deployment with the help. They can connect their application with GitHub, with Visual Studio Team Services, with Git, and with Visual Studio and Visual Studio Team Services as well. So let so me
just pause there a minute, Mohammed. So what we're really saying here is you did that the hard way, showing people we manually FTP'd the data up there. We had to run a scripts and configuration. Reality is, you wouldn't do it like that at all. You'd start to learn the new way using Git, typically Visual Studio Team Services, and this just becomes another script in your solution to deploy this and change it.
Yeah, exactly. So there are a lot of features that I need to talk, but but I need a lot of time to explain, because every feature is so comprehensive that we need time to demonstrate every feature. But I'm just giving an overview of how things work with Microsoft Azure application surface test. As I mentioned, that the story actually begins after deploying the solution. The actual purpose of the web application is not just to build or deploy any open source or even in .NET, but actually to how to manage, how to test even after deployment, how better user experience and how efficient the things are. This is what web application service of Microsoft Azure is known for. Then we have different application settings available in our application settings stack. So this tells that which .NET framework we want to use if we are deploying or developing a .NET application. Then we have different versions of PHP available. So the latest version is 7, and the previous version 5.6 and 5.5 are also available. And if you want to turn off any language, so if you want to switch off the support of these other languages, you can just select off option, and this support will become off, just like Java and Python services are off right now. Then you can use, then you have an option to select either you want to go with 32-bit platform or with a 64-bit platform. And if you are working with WebSockets, you can enable them, and you can have different things like auto-swapping. Like if we want that auto-swapping between the slots might occur, so you can also manage them here as well. Remote debugging is another cool feature for the developers. They can live debug their application. So if I have deployed the application on Microsoft Azure App Service, I can directly connect it with Visual Studio, and I have to turn on this remote debugging. So they can debug their application while it is running live. So this is a good feature. Then we can set default pages, like there is index.html, IIS start. For PHP, there is index.php, and you can add the start pages of your own. You can also set the virtual path of the different directories here. Then there is authentication and authorization up here. So this is used while if you want to implement Facebook login, or even if you want to implement Hotmail logins or Microsoft Azure Active Directory. So this is from where you can do that. You have to turn on App Service authentication, and there are different options that you can use to enable authentication in your application. They're like Facebook, Google, Twitter, and even Microsoft's own account. You can manage them from one window. Then there comes backups. This is necessary for every company. So you can either you have to configure your backups, and you can either manage them automatically, or if you want to take manual backups, both options are available for you. So you can configure your backups here, and App Service will start taking backups. So you don't have to worry about that. You have to spare any extra time to take backup. You can just auto schedule your backups. Then it comes to the custom domain, like. Right now, our application is working on the domain of AzureWebsites.net. Yeah. What if I want here a custom domain like .com or .net? So I can directly buy it through the portal, or even if I already have purchased one, I can configure it with the custom domains in Microsoft Azure.
Yeah, I'm deepfat.me on my Azure web app. So you can, probably not the greatest website you'll see in the world, but I'm a data guy. I just used GoDaddy and hooked it all up into here, and it's very, very easy to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm not a developer.
One of the feature that Microsoft Azure is providing to you is that by default HTTPS is enabled on all the subdomains of Azure websites .NET. So now it is running on HTTPS. I don't need to purchase any SSL certificate for that because all the domains on Azure websites .NET are already having HTTPS service. So, but if we have configured a custom domain. So now we will be needing a SSL certificate if you want a secure HTTP protocol there. So we can configure our bindings of SSL certificates in our web app portals. Then it comes to scale up and scale out the plan. So if you find that the for example, if I'm using the standard version, and if you found that this standard version is not good for me and I want to scale up, so without stopping your application, Microsoft Azure will scale up all the resources allocated for you with the new pricing tier. So this is the good thing, that you do not need to stop your application while scaling up or scaling out. So then it comes to the scale out feature. Used when you have a lot of traffic on coming to your website and you don't know that how much instance you have to allocate for them that traffic. So now we can manage our scaling out and scaling up features automatically here. For example, if there is a lot of traffic on my web application at particular time, or just to keep on the safer side, if I say that if my CPU usage of my application is between the matrix of 80 to 100, so then just increase the instance of my application, and you can increase the instance up to 10. You can create up to 10 instance of your application just to balance the load of your web application. So this is the built-in feature, and when it will scale up your application during the peak time, when there is more traffic, it can generate an email to you, and it will update you that I have scaled up myself. So another thing, that when your application is between the target range of 80 or 100, for example, for the 80 and 100, when it will scale up, so it will charge you only at that particular time when it scaled up, not for using this feature. It will not charge you for using this feature unless it's scaled up, and it as soon as it's scaled down, it will stop charging you the additional charges that it was previously charging you.
And again, you had not had to do anything to your code. You're just using what's in the box.
Exactly. So then we have web jobs. You can write different web jobs, the cron jobs, you can write here, and you can just start running them. You can schedule them, like if you want to if you want to send reminders to your users, or if you want to send an email to your user based on some particular event. So you can write web jobs easily here, and you can integrate that with your web application as well. Then there are different, you can even change your app service plan that we have created in the start. And there are a lot more options. So as I was telling you, that there are quite comprehensive options available to you. So I will try to demonstrate only those that are common and that are important to know. One of the best thing about this web application is that you have so many extensions available to you that work as add-on, that we have Kudu services here. So let me show you the site extensions here, that how much extensions we have that will integrate it with our application, and they will add an they will provide additional functionalities to our application. So here are the some extensions that we can implement with our application, like the PHP MyAdmin is also available for the live version. You can add it to your web application here. So there are a lot of applications. There's a huge marketplace. These are all available to you just to integrate them with your web application and to add an additional functionality to your web application. Then in the same window, you have a process explorer. This tells you how many processes are right now running on your web application. So right now there are not much, but it tells you how many processes right now are working. Similarly, we have other options here, like application insight. If we have implemented the JavaScript code in our application, then we have a comprehensive dashboard of application insight that will give you that will give us detailed insights of our application. So right now it is saying no data because it's a new site, it don't have much user to populate the data. So this is some other features that I don't think that are that much necessary as much that I have to tell you. But there's one coolest feature remaining here: testing in production. So if your application is deployed, it is live, you do not need to stop it to test. You can live test it. You can bombard lot of users on your application just to test its load, its performance. That you can bombard 5,000 users simultaneously with this testing feature. So you do not need to bring 5,000 actual users. This testing feature will create virtual users for you, and it will bombard as much user as you want on Microsoft Azure application services.
That's going to save a huge amount of money, because like those test runner kind of bits of software, I mean, when I had no gray hair, you know, you used to pay a lot of money for that kind of synthesized workloads going through there to actually check everything works. And we can just do this from here for nothing. Well, not for nothing, but you're going to pay for some compute, obviously. But that's amazing.
But this is pretty much simple to test the application. Yeah. So then you can, if you need to create a copy of your application, you can just clone your application without copy and pasting the files. You can just copy this, but you need to upgrade your service plan for such features. So I hope you enjoyed the session. So this was all from my side about the technical side. So Andrew, if you have some question that then I will love to answer them, and just for my audience here.
That was really, really useful. I'd say it's quite interesting to see how it's hand cranked. We've got other sessions on Tech Days about how to get frosty with Docker and containers, but it's good to see the open source element, the code running underneath. So is this the kind of thing that you do for your customers at the moment, Mohammed?
Exactly. One of the best thing about MVPs is that MVPs are working in industry and they share their industrial experience. So whatever I have told you is the typical approach which developers are using in our industry. But with the help of Microsoft Azure, we can enhance our experience. A developer can boost his performance, and he can do a lot of things. He do not need to worry about the small things because Azure is handling all them. So this is how industry is working with Azure, and it is increasing its pace of development with the help of Azure.
Fantastic. And it all works obviously very well out in Pakistan. I mean, you're able to develop and show us all this stuff, so people can be around the world doing this and sharing and collaborating code as well, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah. You'll be happy to know that there are a lot of developers, even students, are working on Microsoft Azure. So they are exploring many things on Microsoft Azure. So Pakistanis are working a lot with Microsoft technology. They are learning and they are actually implementing what they learn in industry. So this is the good thing about Pakistan and its developers.
Fantastic. So great talking to you, Mohammed. Thanks for taking an hour out of your busy day to share that stuff and for putting all this demo together for us especially. We'll be back after the break with more technical stuff.